Day 333, or November the 29th. Keep your eyes open. Our thoughts today are rooted in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Paul takes a familiar theme of his as he writes to the church in Ephesus. He urges them to recognize their wealth in Christ and live their lives to the full. He describes their riches in Christ in the first half of the letter, and then spends the second half encouraging them to practice what is theirs already. The church in Ephesus was the most influential of the churches of Asia Minor, which was the western part of today's Turkey. Paul's letter was written from prison and is one of four produced during his first imprisonment. He begins by reminding the Ephesians that they have been chosen by God, redeemed by Jesus, and sealed by the Holy Spirit. He reminds them that they used to be dead to God, but now they are alive to him. And now our action step for today. Whilst I am not an avid fan of darts, I was impressed to learn that the greatest player ever, Phil the Power Taylor, was 26 years old before he took up darts seriously, and only then because he moved house and his wife bought him a set of darts for his birthday. How sad it would have been if he had never fulfilled his potential. This theme of missing out is in Paul's mind as he writes to the Ephesians, pleading with them to realize what God has done for them and how unbelievably rich they are in the things of God. When a baby fails to fulfill its potential, it's a real shame. The tragedy is no less when a babe in Christ fails to mature and realize all that God offers. One of the joys of ministry is spotting potential and encouraging folk to see it too. This privilege is not limited to leaders. It's open to all of us. Look for potential in others, then tell them and watch them grow.